Welcome to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios. Tune in as we discuss the Punch TV Studios IPO, funding for your film, acting in film and television, new affiliate stations, and all things Punch TV Studios. Meet the stars of your favorite Punch TV Studios film and television shows and find out how you can be a part of the company that is revolutionizing television. Join the conversation at 657-383-1974. And now your host, Punch TV Studios CEO, Joseph Collins.
Well, it is another amazing night. And I am Joseph Collins, CEO of Punch TV Studios. And we are back on the Punch TV Studios radio network. I am happy to be here tonight, as I am always. It's always an honor and a privilege to be able to talk about what we're doing on Punch TV Studios and what we're doing with the IPO and bringing the IPO out and being able to talk about the phenomenal things that we're doing and how we're doing it. And I feel like we're really making a difference in people's lives, giving people an opportunity to invest in an IPO actually for the very first time. A lot of people that are investing in the IPO, the Punch TV Studios IPO, in which we're selling stock for $1 per share. And so many people are investing for the first time, and it's absolutely exciting. I cannot begin to tell you how exciting it is. It's just awesome. Before we go any further, let us introduce our co-host friend for tonight's show, none other than the Sharifa. How are you this evening?
I am excellent. How are you, Mr. Collins?
I'm doing wonderful, 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 wonderful. But what makes it so excellent for you tonight?
Because we in the punch bowl, and whenever we are in the punch bowl, it happens. Magic happens. So I'm expecting magic to happen tonight.
Anytime we're in the punch bowl, magic definitely happens. To say the least, we've had some amazing people here on the show, and we've had some amazing conversations. Some of them stuck in my mind more than others. We've had the lady who came on the show.
I knew it. And beat me. That's your favorite.
And she beat men. You know, that's definitely one of my favorites right there. A lady who comes on the show and she beat men. So I was like,
she was a therapist.
You know. And she was a therapist. So if you go to therapy with her, you're probably going to get your butt beat. So that was really an interesting conversation to have. And then we had a lady who came on the show who wrote a book, and she didn't want to tell us anything about the book, you know. So I'm still trying to understand that one. But that did certainly happen. And we had a – who else we've had on here? We've had another broker and a businessman such as myself who is so excited about Punch TV Studios, and he put it out there and let people know how excited he was about Punch TV Studios and about what we were doing and how groundbreaking this is and how awesome it is to be a part of it. And certainly we're happy to have him on, somebody of kindred spirit, so to speak, and I thought that was completely awesome. And so we've had some really great guests on our show, some really, really, really great guests, and I'm certainly looking forward to more great guests as the year progresses and as things move along. And who knows? You know, we might get the President of the United States himself on the line. We might make that happen and have a conversation with him. And, well, guess what happened to me today? And this is very true.
What happened?
Very true. I am to and I don't know how accurate it is, but it is like 99% accurate right now. But you know how I am. Until I have it in my hand and until I actually see it, then, you know, I'm always like to just keep the faith. So I'm just keeping the faith here, but it's pretty cool on what's happening. So I've been nominated. This lady who I don't know, she nominated me to receive a Lifetime Achievement Award from President Obama. So it is amazing. So at our shareholders meeting. Yeah. So they're giving me a Lifetime Achievement Award for my work in media. You know, so I learned about that actually yesterday. And so I was like, wow, I had to absorb it first, of course. You know, I had to take some time to absorb it. And so they, I guess the president thinks I'm a pretty cool guy, as he should, because I am under his program. And his program allowed us to be able to sell stock in our company to our community, which I think is so exciting and so awesome to be nominated. So they're giving me an award from the president, President Barack Obama, not the incoming president, the outgoing president. So they're giving me an award signed by him. And they're going to do the presentation at the Punch TV Studios shareholders meeting. So I'm like, woo-hoo, you know, really, really excited and happy and elated by that. And I didn't, it's not something that I put out there myself. It's something that a person who is excited about Punch TV Studios, someone I didn't know, somebody I didn't talk to, recommended to the president that I receive a Lifetime Achievement Award. And then they said, where do you want to receive it? Do you want to come to the celebration and receive it that they're having? I said, yes, but more important to me is let's bring all of what you're doing to the Punch TV Studios shareholders meeting. So at the Punch TV Studios shareholders meeting, they're going to do a presentation to me as the CEO of Punch TV Studios. So they're doing a presentation to me from our great president, President Barack Obama. All right, so there you go. You can give another applause for that. So, yeah. So now I have to work on an acceptance speech. And so I don't know. What do you think I should say? What do you think I should say in my acceptance speech for receiving my Lifetime Achievement Award from the president?
We're going to have to put together a phenomenal speech. That's a speech where we are going to spend some time coming up with some fine points that will be remembered for eternity.
So certainly I am up to delivering that kind of speech, which is going to be awesome. And so I thought, and they're saying they don't know if the president is going to come or not, but I thought it would be so cool if President Obama made an appearance at the Punch TV Studios shareholders meeting to personally issue this thing. So we're going to see what we can do to make that happen. And that's going to take our shareholders meeting to a whole new level, to a whole new wave. And I think it's going to be awesome, and I'm excited about that. I'm telling you, if there ever was a time that I was excited, this is certainly one of those times where I am honored and I am excited on so many different levels, you have no idea. Just just no ideas. Just simply no idea. So I'm Joseph Collins, CEO of Punch TV Studios. So in the next few days, we are actually coming out on the Howard Stern Show. So that's pretty cool. So we're going to be running the Punch TV commercials and stuff through the Howard Stern Show on Sirius FM. And I'm like, oh, whoa, that's pretty cool. You know, and to do this kind of work and to hear those kinds of things come out and come together, and to come together in that fashion, I think it's awesome. Completely, totally, frickin' awesome. So what do you think, about that? I think we're doing it over here at Punch as we work towards the close of the IPO. We're working towards the close of the IPO, which is coming really, really soon. And I'm telling everybody, please visit our website at punchtvstudios.com. Check out what we're doing. It's just awesome. We're just doing some really awesome things, some real awesome things. And you need to be a part of it for only $1 per share. And a lot of people now are getting upset with us a little bit because when we started, we were taking investments from, you know, almost any dollar amount. You know, we were like, hey, whatever you have, invest in the company. And so people would invest 10 bucks and 30 bucks and whatever they had, they would invest in a company. And now we've been getting a little slapback right now because we were saying, we've been telling people, hey, we're getting to the close of the IPO now, and you need to invest at least $500, which is a reasonable investment. That's not like a lot to ask. And a lot of people are really getting upset with us, and we're just because it's like, oh, wow, you said we can invest whatever we want. Yeah, but now it's time to close out. And because we're closing out now, we're saying, hey, you have to invest at least $500. And that's really a reasonable investment. What do you think?
I think that's definitely fair.
Yeah, I think it's reasonable. It's nothing. I mean, when people typically invest in an IPO, you're typically going to invest $10,000. $10,000 is typically the lowest investment amount that you're going to make. $10,000 is typically the lowest investment amount that they typically will take. And we're allowing you to invest whatever amount you want. And we're saying to you, you know, be a part owner, partner with us, and we're going to build an amazing, interesting, awesome, phenomenal company together. We're going to do it together. And that's what makes this unique, and that's what makes this special. And that's how we're going to succeed, because we've brought it home to the people, and we are allowing the community to be an owner of Punch TV Studios. And it's awesome. Completely awesome. Completely awesome. So let's take a quick commercial break, and let's see who we have in the Punch Bowl tonight.
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years, and for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki?
I am Nabuki Ying right now. I'm on Nabuki right now.
You are Nabuki right now.
Yes.
I was on Nabuki earlier today. Although I'm not on Nabuki right now. I was certainly there earlier. And
You were there. It looks like you were out eating chicken earlier.
I was out eating chicken. I was a chicken-eating CEO earlier today. Got to get your chicken on. You know I wear chicken. Got to eat some chicken. You understand?
So where were you eating chicken?
I had chicken at the Louisiana Fried Chickens today in Gardena, California. And I enjoyed it. The chicken was juicy. It was moist. You know, I was really enjoyed it today. And then I was at Belinda Baker's, and she's the owner and a shareholder. She's the owner of that, and she's also a part owner and a shareholder of Fox TV Studios. So we went out today and I bought chicken for the whole office today, so that. And we enjoyed ourselves. We just totally enjoyed ourselves here. So that was pretty cool. So I want to tell everybody, visit her chicken place, Louisiana Fried Chicken. I think she's got good chicken. That woman knows how to make some chicken.
So,
and I'm a chicken connoisseur, you see. So she's a chicken-making female to make some chicken. So if you want good chicken, go to her shop over there and get you some chicken. If you're in L.A., stop by Louisiana Fried Chickens on, what is it, Figueroa and Redondo Beach Boulevard. They got some great chicken over there. I mean, the chicken wasn't dry. It was juicy. It was good. It was really good. I enjoyed that chicken. So who's in the Punch Bowl tonight? Let's talk to some guests tonight and see what's happening.
We definitely have guests in the house tonight. We have several callers and listeners on the line. So if you would like to join the conversation with Punch TV Studios CEO Joseph Wan, now we're going to start the conversation with Mr. Taylor, who is in the Punch Bowl tonight. Are you with us, Mr. Taylor?
I am. How are you guys tonight?
We are excellent. Thank you. How are you?
Excellent. Yeah.
Well, what brings you to the Punch Bowl tonight?
Oh, well, I've written a book that's on the Amazon bestseller list. It's called Intimate Warfare.
What is
story of the
Arnie
Rogatti Vicky Ward boxing trilogy.
I'm sorry, we all were jumbled in right there. I think we don't think we heard what you said. We was all speaking at the same time, and I think we missed what you said.
Well, I've written
a book.
It's on the Amazon bestseller list, and it's called Intimate Warfare, the true story of the Arturo Gatti and Mickey Ward boxing trilogy, which was probably the most pyrotechnic explosion of the last 20 years in boxing. And the story of the trilogy had never been written. These guys fought three times and had three spectacular 10-round fights, no titles at stake in any of the fights, and when it was all over, they became best friends. So
wow.
That's
a good story. That's a good story. So what inspired you to write that book? What was the story?
I've been a boxing writer for a while. I write for some national websites, and just love the sport. I do a national radio show every Sunday, and have had some of these guys on our show. A lot of people who fought Arturo Gatti or Mickey Ward, a lot of people who knew them, and had a lot of interviews from the past from these people, and decided to write a book about this since it had never been done before.
Cool. So now, you're a boxing writer, and
yeah.
How long have you been doing that?
You know, I started writing about boxing back in 1971, and
okay.
I've been doing it on and off ever since, but I moved to California in 1997 and got a little deeper into the boxing scene then, started the radio show about 10 years ago, and things kind of took off from there.
Now, why boxing as opposed to any other particular sports? Like, most writers are more like sports writers, not necessarily a particular genre. What drew you to boxing?
Well, I'm also a sports writer. I've been a sports writer for 39 years for 5 daily newspapers in 3 states. But boxing's special, you know. These guys are individual, independent contractors in the ring. When you've got a guy from this part of the world who's say 39-0, and a guy from this part of the world who's 40-0, and they've been training specifically for each other for about 6 weeks, studying each other, and now all of a sudden they're standing in the middle of the ring, and the referee is giving them final instructions on worldwide TV. In a jam-packed arena, and neither one of these guys believe there's an ice cube's chance in hell that they're going to lose, and one of them is, you know, that's like the gunfight at the OK Corral to me. If that doesn't give you a tingle, nothing will. Here are two guys who have never lost a fight in their professional careers facing off against each other, staring into each other's eyes, and then the bell rings and all hell breaks loose. That's what I love about boxing.
Isn't it amazing? Boxing is a totally and absolutely amazing sport. There's so many cool things that you could follow in boxing. I mean, even with me, I mean, one of the greatest boxers ever passed on not long ago.
Yeah.
And I have to tell you that I was touched by his life and his legacy. That's none other than Muhammad Ali. Certainly I'm touched by it. Because as he was the greatest boxer in the world, I feel that I am the greatest television guy in the world when it comes to broadcasting, the greatest broadcaster in the world. I just feel that way. And certainly every day we go to battle here at Punch to prove our point on how good we are. Every day we do that. And so I could see how you could be that. I've been in the training camps with Floyd Mayweather Jr.
Mm-hmm.
and with his dad as well down in Las Vegas. I've been in the training camps with them. And training for a fight is not real easy. I mean, it really takes a lot of discipline.
Oh, my God, yes.
To really train for a fight. It really does. I mean, I think people really underestimate the amount of discipline that it takes to prepare for a fight, both physically and mentally, would you say?
Yeah, you try getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning and running 6 miles, you know, just to start your day. And then they usually have a couple of different workouts after that. They'll go to the gym and work out in the morning, and then they'll come back to the gym like 4 o'clock in the afternoon and work out again, and they'll do that for 6 weeks, and just to prepare for one guy. And very few athletes in the world work that hard at their craft. So, yes, I agree with you totally. And Ali actually was one of my heroes too. I'm going to be – how old am I going to be? I'm going to be 64 in March, and So I date way back to, you know, when he was still Cassius Clay and when he was fighting Sonny Liston, and he's actually the subject of my next book. I'm going to write about the Ali Frazier trilogy.
That was a trilogy. Are you going to write it from whose perspective? From the perspective of the spectator, from the perspective of of the fighters? Are you going to write it from the perspective of a writer sitting by the ring watching the fight? Are you going to write it from the perspective of the promoter, Don King, of course?
All of the above, all of the above. You know, what it's going to do is trace the collision course of Ali and Frazier, where they came from, how they became great, what led up to their collision, their relationship before they fought, their relationship during the trilogy, their relationship afterwards, and what happened to them after the three fights, until their deaths. It'll be an all-encompassing biography, so to speak, of both fighters, centered around the trilogy and their rivalry.
Wow. I would love to read that book. Now, your current book, where can people get it from?
Well, Intimate Warfare is available at Amazon.com right now. Intimate Warfare, the true story of the Arturo Gatti, Mickey Ward boxing trilogy. And it's on Amazon right now.
Nice, nice. Now, is one of your favorite movies The Cinderella Man?
Yeah, I really enjoyed The Cinderella Man. I think my favorite boxing movie would probably be Raging Bull. And
okay,
if you go back,
I'll give you that.
Ooh,
yeah,
I love that movie.
I love
if
Raging
you go
Bull.
Back a lot before that, there's one called Requiem for a Heavyweight that had Anthony Quinn and Mickey Rooney and Jackie Gleason, and all these years later, five decades later, it still holds up really, really well.
Let me tell you a movie that I really like. If you're going to go back that far, let me take you way back.
Okay.
How about The Story of Jack Johnson? Have you ever seen that?
Never seen the movie, no. I didn't know there was a movie about
it. Yeah, no, they had a beautiful movie about Jack Johnson. And the guy with the voice, what is his name?
Oh, James Earl Jones,
played Jack Johnson.
The Great White Hope.
That movie is about 40 years old.
Yeah,
and
it's called The Great White
awesome.
Hope, isn't it?
The Great White Hope. That movie was awesome. That movie was awesome. Because, you know, one of the things that although Jack Johnson was a fighter, he also broke racial barriers as well.
He sure did.
Because he also was one of the few people at that time in life that can get away with dating a woman outside of his own race. He was one and ride around town with her. That was just not something that just really happened back in the day. That just was not, that wasn't really acceptable, you know, back in the day. And today it's more acceptable, but back then you weren't getting away with that. You weren't getting away with that.
He ended up going to prison for that, taking his wife across a state line. It became a federal crime, and they put him in prison for it.
Yes, they did. Because he took his wife across the state line into another state. Should have never came back. Should have went on over to Europe. I understand. When you're at home, you want to go home. You don't want anybody telling you you can't be free. So, yeah, that's an amazing story. So, I really go back there. That was just an amazing, amazing story. Are you ever going to write anything about Joe Louis?
It's possible I'll write something about Joe Louis. There are already so many books out there about Louis, as there are about Ali. But if I can find a new angle on Joe Louis, I'd love to write him. He was an amazing story and an American hero and another guy who changed race relations in a profound way in America, the way Ali did later on. And people forget how despised Ali was when he was first coming up. He was not a popular man.
He was not popular.
Yes.
He was not popular. I mean, we celebrate his life today, but when Ali was coming up, which are stories we want to tell on Punch TV Studios. When Ali was coming up, Ali made a statement that really changed my life. And he learned the statement, which is there's a movie, this movie's about 30 years old too, about Muhammad Ali, and Terrence Howard is actually playing Muhammad Ali. I can't think of the name of the movie. But Muhammad Ali learned how to brag from a guy named Gorgeous George, who was a wrestler.
Yep. Absolutely true. True story.
And Gorgeous George, met Ali, and he said, Gorgeous George said something that was profound. He says, listen, let me tell you something in a Gorgeous George kind of way. He says, I don't care about the people. I don't care about anything. He says, some people love me, some people hate me. But the main thing is that I buy a ticket. Some people buy a ticket to see me win. Some people buy a ticket to see me lose.
Yep.
But they still buy a ticket. And he says, I'm in the ticket selling business, you know. And then that's when Muhammad Ali kind of started his whole bragging thing, because because Muhammad Ali bragged, people did not really like the braggadocious nature of Muhammad Ali. And it's amazing, even today, we not long ago, a few years ago, maybe three years ago, I was on a red carpet at the Punch TV Studios up front, which is where you get advertisers for your TV network. And I was telling people how great we were. You know, it says, I'm the greatest of all times. I float like a butterfly. I sting like a bee. Nobody knows more about TV than me. I'm the greatest. I'm the greatest of all time. I'm the greatest of all time. You know, and of course, I don't even know why I did it. I did the Muhammad Ali mouth open thing. You know, I'm so little sucks. I'm screaming at reporters. Tell them how great I am. Now, here's the thing. The reporters loved it, and we got coverage everywhere.
Nice.
The reporters loved it. True story. The reporters loved it. We got coverage everywhere. But my peers hated it. You have to be more conservative. You have to be more this. You have to be more things. Now, I don't know if I was conservative or not, if the reporters would have wrote about us. But what I do know is that I was not conservative, and the reporters did write about us, and they still talk about that party and that upfront to this day. So I want to thanks for being on the show. So how else can people get in touch with you or write you? You have a Facebook page, website. We know we can get the book on Amazon. Tell them where to find the book and everything.
Well, first of all, I want to encourage them all to check out the Ringside Boxing Show, which is on – it's also on Blog Talk, and that's on. It airs every Monday at 5 p.m. Pacific, and we have a world-class guest every single weekend. I would also, if they'd like to contact me, I'm at contact@ringsideboxingshow.com, and my name's Dennis Taylor, and the name of the book once again is Intimate Warfare: The True Story of the Arturo Gatti and Mickey Ward Boxing Trilogy, and they can get it on Amazon.
Nice. I'd like to invite you, too, to create a profile on the Buki and put it up there. I'd love to help you promote your book. Put a profile up on thebuki.com. It's a great website. It's free. NAVUKIE.com. Love to help you promote your book and get it out there and help people find your radio show and everything like that. So please do that for us. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to be back with more of Changing the Conversation right here on the Punch TV Studios Radio Network.
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years, and for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you, Nabuki?
All right, and we're back right here on the Punch TV Studios Radio Network, changing the conversation. And that was a great interview. I love boxing. I hope we can do some movies about boxing and some maybe a documentary or something like that. We need to do a documentary on that guy and let him talk about his experiences as a writer in the boxing game. He's like, I think the guy's name is Burt Sugar. Is it like a Burt Sugar? So that's pretty cool. So who else do we have in the Punch Bowl tonight?
We have another very special guest. We have Miss Lisa Triplett. Are you with us, Miss Triplett?
I don't know. Is Miss Triplett there? Is Miss Triplett?
I'm here.
She couldn't be a double. She couldn't be
Hello?
Miss Double. She had to be Miss Triplett.
She's like, I'm here. That must have, the mute button must have been on.
Oh. How are you tonight? How are you tonight?
I'm doing good. You?
I'm doing absolutely wonderful. Welcome to the Punch Bowl. Tell us a little bit about yourself. What are you working on? What are you doing?
Well, I actually was on the show a few weeks ago. I own the security company and hair extensions company.
Oh, yes.
I thought the name sounded familiar. I was like, okay.
Mm-hmm. So how
it was new because you were actually one of our favorite shows.
Yeah,
how are you doing?
Show.
Are you okay?
Oh, God, yes. My life has changed a little bit more. I have two toddlers with me now that I'm adopting.
Oh, wow. That's new.
Oh, yes, because if you remember, I have five children. My husband has five children, and now we have two.
Wow. It's so dramatic when you're older and all of a sudden you've got little kids around. That's just so dramatic. You just don't have the patience that you think you used to have when you're younger. When you're younger, I think you have a lot of patience. But,
yes.
When you get older, I don't think you have patience like that anymore. What do you find?
This is crazy. Of course, I own companies. I have children. I homeschool the children. I have the two new babies, and my family is about to start our own reality show.
Oh, nice.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
And then tell us more. We're on the edge of our seat.
Well, we just signed a holding agreement with a very prominent company, reality TV show company, and it's going to be sort of like if you guys have seen the Chrisleys.
Yes. The cooking.
We're the Black Chrisleys.
Nice.
Been working with different types of, you know, with the sizzle reels, and we've been talking to development, and, you know, I'm still working on my bidding and everything for the security company. My husband, he's doing comedy now. So our life changes every day. You never know what's going
long?
On in this house. It's only
been
3 weeks.
Been that long since we spoke? It's like we got toddlers and comedians. It's like, what did I miss?
What's
this sweet stuff
going on?
Well, that is exciting. I'm kind of at a loss for words for the comedy. Like, what made him decide to become a comedian?
I do not know. And my husband is a 25-plus-year veteran with the police department. He's still active in Georgia and Florida. And I guess he said that was his dream. He's always wanted to do it. So
Well, you know what? Hey, you gotta live your dream. You gotta live your dream.
Yeah, come out to L.A. We got some stages out here. We throw them on.
Oh God, he needs it too. I will push him out and fly his butt up there too.
I think it's so much easier here. No, it's just really so much easier here. I mean, we got the Comedy Union, we have J Spot, I think half of my friends are comedians, so it's one industry I definitely know.
It's crazy. It's either that or, you know, I live in Atlanta, so everybody wants to be a music person too, so. Now it's like everybody out here has a record company. Everybody here, you know, has something in there. But I'm trying to push my husband to go after his dream. It doesn't matter how old you are. If that's what you
matter.
Want, go
he
get
might,
it.
He might be good, you know. Hey, Kentucky Fried Chicken was 60-something years old when he started the Colonel. I mean, the Colonel was 65 years old when he started Kentucky Fried Chicken.
It's just funny to people because it's a big jump from, and he calls himself Officer Keep It Real, so he has this little show that he does every week to where he, you know, they talk about things that's going on right now. Some of it, you know, he's serious about, but the other ones, you know, just trying to make light and make you smile. He's seen all the bad for so many years, so. It's good for, you know, a cop to try to do something to make you smile.
Well, it's good. It's good. You should have a laugh. You should get a lot of laughs out of it.
Oh, yes.
Are we going to get an Officer Keep It Real to join us in the punch bowl?
Yeah.
Oh, God, yes. He's right upstairs. Oh, you know, my husband, you can't get him the phone, and you're going to see why in just 1 second.
Keep it real, officer. Keep it real.
Oh, God, yes.
We want the uncut. This better be funny, though. We want to laugh. It's Thursday night. We would have woke the man up. It's like 9 o'clock in Georgia. Actually, it's like 10 o'clock.
Is it like 10 o'clock? Yeah.
It's almost 10 o'clock.
9:45, yeah, 9:42.
Officer Keep It Real is asleep in his favorite chair.
Hey, how are you?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Is this Officer Keep It Real?
It is. It is. I'm keeping real, about right now.
Officer Keep It Real, you are live in the Punch TV Studios Punch Bowl.
Wow. Okay. How's everybody doing?
We are excellent, but we want to hear some jokes. We need some jokes. We just laugh. You're a comedian.
Oh, my God. Lisa's been talking too much.
Yes.
That's your manager. Your manager's job is to get your
career
out there.
Yeah, you're...
I'm looking for one too. If you know of anybody good too,
we got your wife. That's your new manager.
She's your new manager. She's putting you out there.
Put me out there.
We had you lined up. We got you lined up. Big lined up in L.A. We got you lined up.
Where are you based out of?
Where
Inglewood, California, Los Angeles, Inglewood, California.
California. Okay. All right. Well, yeah, it's good talking to y'all, man. I hear y'all doing big things over there.
Yeah, we're doing pretty good. We're very excited about what we're doing, and we're just like really, really happy about how the community is really embracing Punch and our objectives. And right now, we're doing our major push to sell out the IPO. And
yeah, that's good stuff, man. It's very important that as African American community, I mean, it's a station of all for all people to listen to and enjoy, but especially it's very important for the African American community to be able to embrace and see something like that, because so many times we just engross ourselves in so much buffoonery that's out there that when we have a serious organization like you guys, I mean, it's just, you know, it's easily overlooked. So I really take my hats off to you guys
Thank you so much.
Being the first major African American, you know, studio like that, and that was one of the reasons why we just, you know, we invested in that dream, and we wanted to be a part of that also. So it's very serious to us, you know, in all seriousness, you know.
Thank you.
That we support black business like that. Absolutely, brother. And we appreciate
it. I certainly appreciate it. Definitely, certainly appreciate it. And I'm thankful. And just so you know, I know we've never talked on the radio. We used to get your wife. But, you know, we're going to build an amazing company. We really are. We're doing
amazing things. And it takes everybody, you know, and things don't happen overnight.
It takes everybody. It takes everybody. And it's one of the things I tell people, you know, you're not going to get rich quick. It's going to take us 3.5 years to really get a good foundation after we close out the IPO. And we're very, you know, upfront and forthright with that, so just that people know, you know.
Well,
and,
we're looking forward to coming to our dangle meeting now.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome.
Hey, I got my suit pressed in the closet just waiting on my letter. I got my shoes shined, everything. I'm waiting. The new Punch TV. I got the pee on the shoes and everything.
Keep it real.
Don't play with me. I'm going to be casket sharp. You know that. Coming up in there like I got $1 billion in the bank.
I know that's right. I tell you.
Talk about
where
my seat is up front. I want to sit next to the CEO.
I totally understand that. I totally understand that.
I'm really proud of y'all, man. That's a big accomplishment. Like, y'all was with Obama or something, wasn't y'all? I seen y'all.
Yes, we are. We're under Obama's Jobs Act program, which allowed us to be able to sell stock in our company to the community, and that's awesome. And what's even more awesome, I learned today that I've been nominated to receive a Lifetime Achievement Award from the president as a result of what we're doing right now. So there's a good chance that we're going to do the presentation at our shareholders meeting. So I'm really excited about that. I was really excited. So I'm like, whoa, we got to get this done.
Us small people over here, please. Please, let us bring some. Hey, I want to bring the water or something. I just want to be by the president.
I'm excited about
it.
Having that opportunity as well myself. You know, I'm. I think Barack Obama has done an amazing job. As a president, he's done a great job. He's done
Take
a really good
out
job.
Take the thinking out of it. He's done an amazing job.
Yeah,
let me tell you something. People always ask me, say, did you vote for Barack Obama because he's black? I always say yes, but that's just me. But anyway,
right.
Barack Obama could have went in there and sat on his thumbs for 8 years, and I would have still voted for him.
Right.
But he didn't just sit on his thumbs. Let's be very clear about that. He's made some very important history changes that will affect us for the rest of our lives. So he's
absolutely
a very good president. Very hard working
president.
Michelle Obama, excellent first lady. There will be another like that you can believe. So
there hasn't been anything like her since Jacqueline Kennedy. You know, Jacqueline Kennedy. Yeah, there hasn't been one like her since then. And
did you get a chance to meet the kids and everybody, or you just met the president?
I don't know about how that's going to transpire. I just know that I've been nominated to receive this particular award. So I don't know how it's going to transpire. And I didn't nominate myself, which is even a better thing. Somebody's not worthy enough of me to nominate myself. I'm telling you, I would have nominated myself. Had I known that there was a nomination to make, I would have nominated myself. But in this particular case, I didn't do it. So
you know how we do it. You know how we do it. We've been nominated ourselves, put our own name in a hat.
I would have done it. Ain't no sense of me lying. I would have done it. I would have totally done it. There's no doubt in my mind. There's no doubt in my mind I would have did it. But anyway, somebody else thought enough of me to nominate me. And I tell you, I'm completely and totally honored.
All seriousness and all joking aside, y'all doing some major things over there. That ain't nothing to sneeze at, brother, what y'all doing. So don't sleep on that, because and guess what? The rest of us of the black community, we see that. We see that, you know. And it inspires us. And we already, you know, we already have a lot on our plate. So it inspires us even as African-American business owners and comedians and moms and dads and just, you know, we're I don't know if Lisa told you or not that we're doing a meetthetriplets.com, the reality show that we just teamed up with Rashawn McDonald, you know, Steve Harvey's ex-manager with, that's going to be coming out. So, you know, but that influences, you know, when you see other black people doing black positive things instead of acting like a bunch of damn buffoons, that influences us. And even from the higher to the lowers, it's a beacon of hope, a beacon of light when you work with other professionals alike. So really, we ought to be thanking you for shedding that beacon of light, because that's a big beacon that you got up there right now. And believe me, with the big beacon comes a target on your back, too.
Oh, boy, we know about that.
Mm-hmm.
We know about that. That's for sure. We know about that. There's no doubt on that part. No doubt.
I've heard some. I've read some of the stories about how people want to. Believe me, we follow y'all. We follow y'all. We ain't that busy. We follow y'all, you know, if people want to. Call up the man to talk to the owner and come down there and get a corner office with an overview of the city. Because I was in the company in stock. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we hear about it.
Yeah, you know, people are really special sometimes.
You ought to have me be your spokesperson, man. I guarantee you, we'll get them together.
Yeah, people are really special sometimes. What's really interesting is how many people think they know about stock, and they really don't. How many people think they know the interworkings of stock, and they really don't. They really don't know.
And ain't ever owned a Kool-Aid stand.
Is that... No, true. That's 100% true. Never even owned a Kool-Aid stand, for lack of a better word.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was a great word. I think I'll use that in the future. I kind of like that. I'm going to have to borrow that.
You can borrow it. It's all yours. It's all yours. But, hey, I really appreciate y'all saying hello to me. And I love you guys. Keep up the good work, man. And just, you know, stay, hold it down, and just keep on pushing, because that's what we're doing.
Thank you. Thank you so much, and we appreciate you so much. And we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be back to more of Changing the Conversation right here on the Punch TV Studios Radio Network.
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years. And for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you, Nabuki?
Oh, that was so enjoyable. That was really enjoyable.
Yeah. See, I told you. I said it earlier, I called it earlier, that there is magic in the punch bowl tonight. And we definitely had some magic in the punch bowl. We had some fun tonight. Great guest.
Great guest tonight. And I'm so excited to have all of our guests on. It's really cool. It's really, really cool. We have a good time. And, you know, and people keep telling me over and over, and maybe it just hasn't sunk into me, maybe it's because I'm doing this every day, how inspiring what we're doing here in Punch TV is to them. And I think that's wonderful, just completely wonderful. And, I don't really understand it from that point of view, so to speak, and maybe you'll have to explain it to me one day. But people are really inspired.
I can't explain to you now. No.
Yeah, explain it to me now. Go ahead.
I think the main reason, and this is just me, you know, looking at it from the inside out, from the outside in, is that for what you're doing, there are so many people who, to a certain extent, have been here with you through the journey, you know, over the years. So they're inspired because so many people really thought, and, you know, and some people might have even hoped that you would just quit, that you would just give up, you know, and then you just keep going and going and going and going, and they like, wow. And so then when they're starting their business or their venture, their vision, and they get tired and they get frustrated and they thought they would have made more sales, but they didn't make any sales and they actually spent more money than they took in, they don't quit because they remember, like the gentleman who called in about his movie, the words that you gave him, you just keep pushing, you know, keep pushing, keep going. And that's what you're inspiring people to do, to just keep going and keep pushing.
Wow. Well, I love to be an inspiration. I have to tell you, I love being an inspiration. I think it's cool. I think it's 100% cool. And I tell you what, we're going to get ready to wrap up tonight's show. And I want to tell everybody, please visit our website. You want to be a stockholder in Punch TV Studios. Please visit our website at punchtvstudios.com. Invest in our company. It's going to change your life. It's going to change your life. Invest in our company. You can buy stock in our company for only a dollar per share, which is very, 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 very good. You could get in for as little as a dollar a share. And you want to be a part owner. You want to be in it. You want to have a voice. You get to have a voice in our company. You get to do something really special in our company, and we're going to grow an amazing business together. Together, we are going to do something that just hasn't been done in the media business. It just hasn't been done on Wall Street, where we are working directly with the community, and we're saying, hey, you have an opportunity to be a part owner of Punch TV Studios. You have that opportunity. And you can do this together. Together, we can change Wall Street. Together, we can build an amazing multi-billion-dollar media company. And I'm excited about that. And I hope you are too. I hope you are too. So I want to tell everyone to visit our website, punchtvstudios.com, and click on the Invest Now button. And when you click on the Invest Now button, you'll be able to make an investment in Punch TV Studios. So we're going to be back here tomorrow night on the same Punch TV time at the same Punch TV channel. So join us tomorrow for Changing the Conversation right here on the Punch TV Studios Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios. Join us 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday as we continue to change the conversation in contemporary media. Visit our website at www.punchtvstudios.com today to become a part owner at $1 per share.